This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The weather continues to be a story that affects millions of Americans. Around 55 million people are under winter weather advisories from the plains to New England. People in the south dealing with heavy rain and wind and possible flooding. Meantime, folks from western Kansas all the way to Ohio dealing with dense fog advisories as visibility remains under a quarter of a mile in some areas. The Senate is inching closer to voting on a bill intended to address national security, including funding for the southern border and more. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the bill. This comes as Congress is still working to pass a 2024 budget appropriations bill.
They entered this negotiation saying, we will, as bad as we think the bill is, I promise you it's worse. The people pushing this deal knew, no, if the American people knew what was in it, they would be against it. This supplemental bill is a kamikaze plane in a box canyon with no exit, headed for a train wreck.
President Biden spent part of his Wednesday campaigning at the United Auto Workers Conference in Washington, D.C., where he received an endorsement from the UAW president.
I'm tired about jobs going overseas, having products shipped. Look, during the Trump administration, a lot of administrations before that, what'd they do? So many people around America lost their sense of pride.
The United States is continuing to carry out airstrikes in Iraq this week in retaliation for an attack that injured four Americans. The strikes were carried out against facilities in western Iraq and have been linked to Iranian-backed militias. Central Command says the strikes hit three locations near the Syrian border that included headquarters and training locations for the Iranian-backed groups. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
An investigation is continuing into a Russian military plane that crashed near the Ukraine border on Wednesday while transporting over 60 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov, speaking through a translator, calls this a Ukrainian criminal act.
Right away, after the aircraft was downed, after the shelling from the anti-aircraft, with the anti-aircraft missiles, the Ukrainian side mentioned yet again their victory of the victorious Ukrainian armed forces.
Former President Donald Trump or current President Joe Biden may have a path back into the Oval Office, no matter how the election shakes out in November.
If either side successfully delays certification of the election results in Congress, 1 year from now, those election results might be sent down to the nation's state legislatures and state assemblies to decide. Republicans control the majority of state legislative seats in America, but democratically controlled and influenced states may have the advantage in electoral vote count at the end of the day. Such a process would be brand new territory for the country in modern time, but is provided for by the U.S. Constitution. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Milwaukee Bucks are hiring Doc Rivers as their next head coach. Rivers agreeing to a deal less than 24 hours after the team fired its previous head coach, Adrian Griffin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, huh? We do it because it's hard, and we do it because, look at our kids and our grandkids. Next generation is counting on us to do everything we can to get this country back on track. Thanks for joining in. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's time for Grover Norquist, the American for Tax Reform President. Grover, good morning. How are you?
I am doing very well. Good to be with you.
Well, I don't know if you caught this or not, but the Babylon B-Boys are at it again. They say Nikki Haley announces she has won New Hampshire by negative 12 points.
Ah, okay.
Oh, I'm telling you, what a mess here. But, hey, it'll ferret itself out. But, you know, it's so disturbing, you know, Grover, when you think about the amount of money that's being spent on the Republican side against Donald Trump. You know, over $165 million for these two primaries, Iowa and New Hampshire. And, you know, all attacking Donald Trump, the America First agenda. And very little about, you know, the pain that the Biden administration has put the majority of Americans in.
That is true. But when, keep in mind, when Trump got a chance to speak after Iowa's win and New Hampshire's, he attacked other people, not Biden. He needs to focus, too.
Exactly.
I know the temptation to focus on a primary, but When you win, why would you then turn and talk about people who don't matter in terms of getting the presidency? I can't remember the last time I heard him say the word inflation on television, right? Mm. Now, I get it. The establishment press doesn't cover what he wants to talk about.
Right.
But that's why you can't ever talk about anything else.
Exactly.
If you say, you know, president does inflation and he does lousy foreign policy and I hate puppies, guess what leads with the news?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and of course you have some outlets now, you know, the MSNBC saying they will not cover the president live because of the misinformation that he puts out there. They don't try. You know, it's so funny. The perpetrators of misinformation are pointing fingers, you know, pointing a finger one way and forgetting there's three coming back in their direction. And they demonstrate misinformation all the time. I guess it just depends, you know, what you define as misinformation, right?
Well, do have some sympathy for our friends on the left. Mm. I am old enough to remember when there were three television stations, right?
Right,
ABC,
right.
CBS, NBC.
And they controlled 85% of the viewing audience during that time, too.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yeah. So they still exist. They just no longer have a monopoly of access to American people. When Walter Cronkite, after the Tet Offensive, which was an attack by the North Vietnamese on American troops in Vietnam, which, from the standpoint of the war, was a disaster for the Viet Cong because they got wiped out. But it got written up as this huge success, and Walter Cronkite showed the same plane crashing like 12 times, which made it sound like all the planes were falling out of the air.
Exactly.
And he got up and said, you know, this can't go on. So he announced that this was a disaster. Not a general, not the president, not people making up their mind with the facts. We had a situation where literally a handful of left of center, and Walter Cronkite famously said, people who want to reduce the defense budget, that's news. People who want to increase the defense budget, that's not news. Okay. Really? Yes. So this idea that people in the press, once you've got that microphone or the camera, instead of saying, I sure want to inform the American people of what's going on so they can make up their mind, they've taken instead to, I am going to tell the American people what to think.
Exactly.
And if you read the headlines in the Washington Post or the New York Times and add at the end of it that the Democrats want you to think, then it's a complete and accurate sentence. Whatever the headline says needs to be led with, followed with, and that's what the Democrats want you to think today.
Yeah.
And that's true. Okay. Mm-hmm. But the statement itself isn't true, that they want you to believe something. That's true.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And in fact, I'm noting that that should be the punctuation of all this reporting is, and that's what the Democrats want you to think. Because they don't want you to think for yourself. I mean, and this is what I think is why, Grover, that you have such an increase and an announcement of people saying, I'm walking away from the party, a Republican, Democratic Party. I want nothing to do with party politics. I want to be an independent. I want to be an America first person. I want to be somebody who believes in the Constitution and believes in these American ideals, because I'm not being served effectively and fairly by these political parties. I mean, look at what happened with the Carrie Lake controversy that's going on. Here you have somebody who is the head of Arizona politics, the RNC, trying to bribe Carrie Lake. I mean, this is, you know, all this manipulation that is taking place within the body, you know, within politics, right?
What were they trying to bribe her to do?
To not run.
They may think she can't win.
Yeah, these are the money people in D.C., the donor class.
Yeah.
And the guy says, look, tell me, what do you want? We just want you to sit out this election, for Sinema's Senate seat. And, you know, and she says, you know, I don't care. You know, 10,000, 20 million, a billion. I'm not interested. And they have it all on tape.
That's interesting. I thought she may have had more of a chance than that. Remember last time she ran, the last week of the campaign, she said, everybody here who voted for John McCain, I don't want your vote. John McCain got elected in that state like 7 times.
Exactly.
Telling people you don't want their votes is a good way to lose an election. But I think she's probably smarter than that this time around.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, because, you know, and I get it, you know, she's looking at some of these things, it's kind of like, when Trump said that, John McCain isn't a hero. Why would you say that? I know there are many people who, they understand the background of John McCain. A lot of people have forgotten that. But there are people that, it's like, there really is no benefit in win out of that. It's kind of, you kind of have to let people find out that information for itself. Because if you really want to get into the John McCain story, then you can't do it, to your point, with an 8-second soundbite, can you?
And you're not going to be given anything more than an 8-second soundbite. This idea that, you know, somebody else should go look up my assertion and they'll find, if they read the same books I do, they'll find I'm right or at least not crazy or something. Nobody's going to do that for you.
No.
And you have to play by the rules that exist. Mm-hmm. In terms of making sure that you get your message out. And Carrie Lake She should have won that race. She threw it away.
Exactly.
Very expensive, and she's not to do that this time.
See, Grover, you bring up a brilliant point here. See, this is the problem with the Republicans. The Republicans think people are going to be smart enough and industrious enough to go and do the research. And meanwhile, it's the Democrats who've got down the 8-second emotional soundbite that, you know, forms the narrative. Got to go to a quick break. We're going to talk taxes on the other side. Stay
with
us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey, we're back with you, Fresh and Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We are in Las Vegas, Nevada for the 2024 SHOT Show. It's unbelievable. It's such a massive experience here. Just going under the showroom, I mean, you're talking about, you know, over a half marathon
worth of all kinds of displays that have to do with outdoor guns, ammo, all that good stuff, and it is unbelievable. But we're here and talking to a lot of good friends and great people here, Second Amendment types and constitutional-loving patriots, so it's all good. Speaking of constitutional-loving patriots, Grover Norquist continues with us. Americans for Tax Reform president talking about Congress wrestling with the budget now and, of course, years to come. There's talk of a budget commission to reduce deficit spending and slow the growth of the federal debt. So is this a good thing or a bad thing, Grover?
It's a very bad thing, and it's not a new bad thing. A lot of new ideas are stupid. This is an old stupid idea. This is the idea that we should step away from Congress and set up a commission made up of politicians and special interest groups,
right,
who will direct this commission to come up with a list of tax increases.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly budget cuts, quote-unquote, to reduce the deficit. Now, this happened, this has been tried before, it's not worked. Under Reagan, the Democrats came in and said, we'll give you $3, and Bob Dole, the Republican, the pre-Reagan Republican, who was willing to raise taxes, thinking if you raise taxes, you can chase after the debt. No, all you do when you raise taxes is give the government more money, and then they spend, governments spend all the money they have plus whatever deficit they can get away with.
Exactly.
If you say to them, you know, you can get away with a $200 billion deficit, that's what the norm is, then whenever you have a tax increase, they increase spending by that much, and then they do the deficit as well. So Reagan got cheated. There was no spending restraint, and spending actually went up, got worse, and the tax increases were real. 8 years later, they went to George Herbert Walker Bush and said to him, we'll give you $2 of spending cut for every dollar of tax increase. And there it was even worse. There was a spending limit bill. Mm. That budget was to break the spending limit bill, not to cut spending. So they were fake temporary spending cuts in order to get rid of real, at the time, the Graham-Rudman Act, which had real spending restraint there. And then when Obama was president, the Republicans said, if you want $2 trillion in higher debt ceiling, we need $2 trillion in reduced spending from what your plans were. Not go from 4 to 2, but you were going from 4 up to 6, and we say, no, okay? It would then bend the cost curve down. So it's a real reduction of $2 trillion over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He kept trying to turn that into tax increases, and the Republicans kept saying, no, you're not listening, only spending cuts. And
exactly.
We actually got that. That actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
This commission is designed by, drum roll please, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney. He got together with a Democrat and said, let's do this, and they know that they've stacked it so that they'll have eight and eight.
Okay.
It only takes 3 Republicans plus the Democrats to pass a tax increase and fake spending cuts, right? But if the Republicans were actually willing to get real spending cuts, it would take 3 Democrats. Do you believe for a second that the Democratic leadership will put anyone on that committee who isn't owned by them, body and soul?
Exactly.
And, of course, Romney will go, this was my commission, I want to be on it. And there's a guy on the outside who's got the same fantasies of being able to negotiate smarter than Reagan or Bush. Imagine these guys. Yeah, I'm going to be tougher than Reagan in fighting Democrat spending. Really? 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 Ever in your life have you done anything like that? No, never.
Yes.
And so this is a trick to come up with they'll go into the darkness. They'll negotiate it in secret. It's supposed to come out in November after the election. Here's what will happen.
Perfect
timing.
They
will leak Republican ideas about cutting Social Security and Medicare. Now, maybe they don't get into this plan. But I already talked to one person who's going to be on this commission. He said he plans to cut Social Security, okay, and raise taxes on Social Security and cut the benefits. So, for crying out loud, we know what they're going to do. And one of these Republican guys will say and think, well, the Democrats are all agreeing to this. You know what? They'll agree to anything in order to get you to say on or off the record you want to gut Social Security or gut Medicare. And then that will be the last month and a half of the campaign, Trump having to explain that that wasn't his plan. But if Trump doesn't shut this down, that's what they'll do to him. You can see this a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
Trump has said, I'm not going to be doing that. He wants to reduce the welfare spending, but not cut Social Security, Medicare, the people pay into. But that is what the left is going to do. You can see it a mile away. And nothing good will come from it. It will be used as a political tool to damage Trump and to defeat Republicans in the House. It is painful to watch people who paid no attention when this is run before. In Europe, for the last 50 years, they increased their tax burden 15% of GDP, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you take 30, now it's like 45. During that time, therefore they must have no debt, right? No, debt doubled when they did all those tax increases, because the socialists over there, Democrat, the people that would be Democrats over here, they just spent the money. So we have, in all the countries of Europe together, each as an individual, we've tested this theory. Can you raise taxes and reduce the deficit? No, if you raise taxes, the government gets the money. The government spends the money. Mm-hmm. You ever met a Democrat who wanted to raise taxes in order to not spend it?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, this is the reality of the paradigm that is. That's their reward, is they tax and they spend. That's the way they roll, Grover. I mean, you can't expect them to do anything different, but America needs to wake up to that reality. And Donald Trump, of course, the headwinds continue. He sees this coming around the bend loud and clear. But you still have that element of the Republican Party, the Never Trumpers, that still exist, and they don't want to pay attention. And look at the policies that rewarded the American people, that the Republican Party could have got a lot more credit for had they participated and supported these ideas. But they have their own ideas. They're in this this paradigm that keeps them repeating the insanity time and again, right?
Well, the good news is most Republicans have signed the pledge never to raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a handful of people who are trying to get this through secretly.
Yeah.
One, it's a combination of hubris, people who think they're smarter than everybody else in the world, the fact that other people have done this before and it always ended up badly. They're smarter than that.
Exactly.
It won't happen to them. Mm-hmm. And these are the kind of people who walk off cliffs when people tell them, watch out, there's a cliff, and they go, I'm the smartest guy in the world. If there was a cliff, I'd know there was a cliff. So I'm not going to bother to look. And I'm certainly not taking advice from my inferiors.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's never been done before.
Right. Well, look at Davos. I mean, you talk about all the elites coming together there, and they get schooled by Argentina's new president. You know, just by putting common sense, before these elites. I mean, it was so embarrassing. Klaus Schwab had to walk out. He couldn't handle it.
I didn't know that part of it. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Argentina, I really hope that guy is going to be able to make it.
Well, I do, too. And, he laid it out pretty clearly that, in the 1800s, when they decided to, give a go at free markets and capitalism, in 30 years, Grover, they started enjoying prosperity, but they couldn't handle it. You know, it's kind of like here in America, the people somehow get tired of winning, and they let go of the things that is winning for them, and they re-embrace the things that enslave them. It's unbelievable. Well, here we are.
Yep.
He's the president for Americans Tax Reform, Grover Norquist. Thank you, Grover. Take care, buddy.
Good to be with you.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with Sky Rizzi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Sky Rizzi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Sky Rizzi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Sky Rizzi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Sky Rizzi and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZI to learn more.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The weather continues to be a story that affects millions of Americans. Around 55 million people are under winter weather advisories from the plains to New England. People in the south dealing with heavy rain and wind and possible flooding. Meantime, folks from western Kansas all the way to Ohio dealing with dense fog advisories as visibility remains under a quarter of a mile in some areas. The Senate is inching closer to voting on a bill intended to address national security, including funding for the southern border and more. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the bill.
They entered this negotiation saying, "We will, as bad as we think the bill is, I promise you it's worse." The people pushing this deal knew, no, if the American people knew what was in it, they would be against it. This supplemental bill is a kamikaze plane in a box canyon with no exit.
This is USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. You got questions? He's got the answers, the nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Hey, Jordan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, all kinds of fun here. Middle East is on fire. Joe Biden has finally decided to redesignate the Houthis as a terrorist group, huh?
A little bit late, I would say. You have to.
Well, better late than never, I guess. Yeah.
You have to have ships on fire in the Red Sea to get them to be considered a terrorist organization. Yeah, they've been terrorists for a while, and they're being funded and armed by Iran. I mean, they even had one the other day.
Exactly.
Had a boat with all this equipment, directly from Iran to the Houthis. So we are retaliating, and they are retaliating back, not only to us, but they're bombing in Iraq. They're seizing ships. So the whole Middle East is on fire here. I mean, that's happening there. Obviously, the Israeli war with Gaza continues. It's going to go on for quite a while. It's getting very hot in the north now with Hezbollah and Israel bombing back and forth. There's bombs going off in Syria. I mean, the whole Middle East is ablaze right now.
Well, without a doubt. And you look over and you see Iran with the gas and the flamethrowers. I mean, through their proxies, they're doing this. I mean, And so, it's almost like they're being so defiant to the international community and causing a lot of pain because the economic impact of the war already with Israel and Hamas is devastating, and now you want to spread this out even further? I mean, this could, the ramifications that it could have, Jordan, we're starting to look at you know, potentially decades of impact here, not just something that we'll get over and next year everything's going to be hunky-dory, right?
And so who is supporting Iran? China and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So it just shows another example of how they're trying to subvert where we are. Everything's going on in Ukraine, with Taiwan. They just had the elections where a more anti-communist president got elected, and China doesn't like that at all. They raise the threat level on Taiwan all the time.
Exactly.
Tensions are really
China basically, you know, told the voters, hey, look, if you vote for independence, you're declaring war on your country.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Right. So it's not being managed very well here. We've got threats. I mean, this is a hot war. It was threats. Now it's actually bombs going off all over the place in the Middle East. And it's just not being managed very well at all. We're reacting to things instead of getting out in front of it.
And where's America's leadership on this, Jordan? Because in the past, America's leadership could kind of quell these fires and make everybody, you know, go back to their corners, be like good boys and girls, and we could get along for a while. But that, you know, it seems that the Biden administration has proven to be quite ineffective on the international stage by not being able to quell, you know, this insanity that's going on.
Yeah. Well, our Secretary of Defense is in the hospital, not telling the president where he is. That's where we are. Yes.
But in the president, it's like he didn't talk to him for 2 days. I mean, he's like, you're the president of the United States. You don't know where your Secretary of Defense is at? I mean, he's making phone calls. He's calling 911. Have you seen anybody seen my Secretary of Defense here somewhere?
It was like this
footage the other day. Somebody showed me that, you know, he's coming off the helicopter, a presidential helicopter, and Jill's right there standing next to him, and she kind of like motions and she leaves him, and he's like running, he's like walking in circles. And you think, oh my, and the thing is, Jordan, see, everybody in the world sees this. Everybody in the world knows this. And, you know, we're not fooling anybody, and it's leaving. You see, the world gets nervous because then it leaves them vulnerable, because the United States has always been that agent, that agency that could kind of quell things down and bring reason.
World policeman, we used to say, the world policeman.
Yeah, like it or not, but we did provide that. And, America MIA right now because of this current administration, boy, it puts everything at risk, and we're in a potentially calamitous position here.
Yeah. So, but what's amazing, with all of this going on, oil is falling.
with the war
in the Middle East and Ukraine, oil
exactly, down, and all the boats going around the long way, adding another, 20 days and multiple millions of dollars of expense that's going to be passed on. I know. It's like you're just waiting. I mean, for me, I'm waiting for the shoe to drop here.
Well, you're right. It's going to add a lot of cost to shipping goods that would normally go through the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. But despite this, the good news here is that the U.S. is producing far more oil than it ever has, 13.5 on the way to 14 million barrels a day.
Can we divert a little bit of that additional oil into the strategic reserve and replace that?
Yes, I think they are doing that, because remember, they when oil went up, they drained the reserve of about 2/3 of its oil, and so now it's very low. And I think now that prices are down, they are going to refill it to some extent. So that would be a smart idea to do, which I think they're going to be
okay.
doing.
But you're in charge of that. You're going to monitor that. You're in charge.
I'm buying low and selling high. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Buying low.
Amen. All right.
But us being the swing producer means that all this chaos in the Middle East affects us less than in the past. I mean, we have prices at the gallon at the pump of under $3 a gallon now. It's
right.
just amazing that that's happening when you have this hot Middle East war that spreads more and more every day. So that's the good news, that we're not as affected by it as we were in the past. I mean, had we been in the 1970s and all this was going on, oil would be $150 a barrel or something, you know? So
right.
we really mitigated that to some extent, despite the Biden administration is trying to phase out fossil fuels. We're producing more despite their, you know, intention to stop all this happening.
Exactly. Well, the challenge that we still have is the future of fossil fuels, because, you know, the producers are saying, look,
you know, the future looks rather bleak under democratic rule. And, you know, they're not building up, you know, new facilities or doing anything, you know, that's going to be have a long term effect. They're just saying, hey, we're going to make hay while the sun is shining with what we got. Right. And they're doing a great job at doing that.
Well, they are. They are. But you're right. A lot of new wells are not being drilled that would have been in the past. No new refineries, storage tank facilities. All this infrastructure has been vastly underinvested because it's considered politically inconvenient or unacceptable to actually build energy infrastructure in this country. It's all got to be solar and wind. That's going to be our solution for everything.
You see, and the problem is that it's going to take a Republican rule that is going to answer this problem, and it's going to be a little bit of a, you know, a tough bullet to swallow here, because we got to do it sooner or later. But we know, and of course, the longer we wait on this, and it's going to be more expensive. It's going to be more expensive later. Yeah.
And I mean, if you know, so far so good. But if this Middle East war really does get into an all-out war, and Iran blocks the Strait of Hormuz, and we can't get the oil out of Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, I mean, then oil will spike. And, you know, all this underinvestment in infrastructure of energy sector will come back to haunt us. Right now,
it's going to be stretched, no doubt.
But we're setting that situation up for a big spike if, in fact, the war, which seems to be heading that direction, truly becomes a wider Middle East war. Not only just us, but Iraq could invade Iran, vice versa. And Saudi Arabia could get into it. They've already been attacking the Yemen, the Houthis, but they could get into it as well. So a wider Middle East war would have all kinds of implications, and we just don't seem to be in control of anything right now.
Well, of course not. Yeah, that's for sure. Jordan, the Iowa caucus, quite telling, you know, for Donald Trump.
Well, it was. It's still amazing to me that over 50% of people said they liked Trump's policies. I wouldn't get too happy about his 91 indictments.
Right.
Time he's having to spend.
Well, that's what Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are hoping for. They're hoping they might find a loose puck there, you know, as a result of one of these, you know, cases that's taking place, that it might take him out. But boy, the American people, it doesn't.
Found guilty on a lot of these things. Just the papers alone, the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. That's a pretty easy case. There they were. They weren't supposed to be there. That's an easy one.
Well, I don't. You know, I'm not with you. I'm not totally convinced with you on that part. But that's okay. You know, because we need to have you know, difference in thoughts and ideas. That's important. That's Jordan Goodman, the one and only. Thank you, sir. Take care. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got, yes, the one and only Abby Bear Carroll, because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Abby, how are we doing?
Doing well.
Good. Chillins. Chillins are okay. They're in their places where they should be perfectly snugged and quiet and peaceful.
Taking their naps and all those things. But I'm hearing a lot from behind you, so you've got a lot going on over there.
Well, yeah, I'm here in Vegas for the SHOT Show 2024. This is unbelievable. If you ever get a chance to see this, I mean, they said that if you spent, I think, a minute at each of the booths here, it would take you well, you know, well into several days to be able to see all the displays and the suppliers that are here. It's just humongous. Something like they can fit something like 547 F-16s on the floor here, where all this stuff is demonstrated and on display.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is unbelievable. But just having fun and had a chance to, you know, talk to Congressman Green from HHS, and we got to talk Mayorkas, and I mentioned to you earlier, Donald Trump Jr. dropped in and caught me by surprise. All of a sudden he's, hey, you know, I'm here. And what a kind gentleman. I mean, it was just a great opportunity to talk to him and get an update about all things Trump, you know?
I love that. That's so fun. You're doing well over there, and the listeners are loving it, I'm sure.
Yep, exactly. Well, let's talk about what's on your radar. You got an influencer warning parents about satanic news shows that are aimed at our kids.
There's a show that's an animated show, and it's on Amazon Prime, and it talks... If you saw the clip, Bill, you would be so enraged that they would put out this type of content, because what it is a show that literally shows Lucifer, and it says, oh, he was a wonderful angel in heaven, and then he got cast out. I mean, it is crazy. It's very blatant about, Lucifer and Lucifer had a lover, and then they went down to hell because they were cast out for their hopes and dreams. I mean, it is really insane. So it's sad that this is, we're coming to a day that this is something that we can talk about, and we talk about it too much, right? That the, you know, Satanic Church is promoting itself as just another religion, right? Just another thing. And this is an animated program, so it's definitely geared towards, you know, 8 and up. And so that's really, you know, we it's contrary to Christianity, which is all about hope, love, and peace, but they're using our words to flip it, right? Yeah. And to use it for their own benefits, and it's not really what Satan's all about. Satan is destructive, you know, and he's the opposite of Christ. So
exactly. Well, God warned us in his word that this would happen. Up would be down would be up. Good would be evil would be good. And that, you know, the key is discerning. And if you cannot discern the difference between good and evil, it's a direct result of not having a relationship with Christ and the Word of God itself, that is very clear about the shenanigans and the manipulation of what's going on. It's just amazing for us to see that how much it's permeated. I mean, it's down to, you know, cartoons for kids, like you said. I mean, look at what happened at Davos last week. At Davos, I mean, they're doing a satanic celebration right there with all the, you know, you imagine, here you have a confab of supposedly the most intelligent people in the world talking about the future of the world economically, culturally, and otherwise, and they're worshiping Satan. What does that tell you?
I know, it's so insane, and you know, you're right that people need to know what good versus evil is, but they don't teach it in the schools. So, you know, there's these young adults now that don't understand it, and it's not clear to them. They don't have the wisdom because they were never taught it. And, you know, they replaced all of that in the schools, and now we're going to get to a society that it mostly has been taught on this stuff. You know, Gen Z and stuff has been taught on just nothingness, right? we could go on for hours on this, couldn't we? But
yeah, well, but the deal is people need to wake up to the reality that it is, it's happening. That their eyes are not lying to them. Some of this stuff defies common sense. You know, God, you know, He does give this to us. I mean, we do have it, and we have some sense of conscience, you know, that is part of our being. That's why when God's word goes out, it says it finds its mate, you know, so that part of us that can relate to that which is good and godly, it go, you know, you have that kind of, oh, yeah, moment of, yeah, that makes sense. That, and so what the left is doing and those that are promoting, you know, these kind of you know, uncivilized and immoral attributes and demonic attributes, they're trying to delude and cause us to sear our conscience, you know, from God's reality and righteousness and the things that, you know, promote the goodness, you know, of one another and for one another.
Yes, it is, you know, we're in strange times, but...
Well, we have to stay vigilant. There's no doubt about it. This next topic involves a police warning teens against TikTok door knock challenge. What's going on here?
So now there's a new challenge on TikTok that's for geared towards the teens, and it's encouraging young people to bang or kick in the doors in the middle of the night to startle residents and to film it.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
I mean, this is so crazy what we're living in now, because people are following the trends on the social media, and they'll videotape it, and they'll say, I'm going to do this so I can get the views, right?
Exactly.
And so they do these, you know, trends, and the trends aren't good trends, obviously, because they're just shock and awe, right? Because that's the whole, you know, nature of everything. We're trying to be a circus show or whatever. But
right.
It's not good. It's destructive, right? It's just
without
not good.
Well, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. I mean, we already have the FBI doing no-knock, you know, in intrusions in people's lives, and people are getting shot. It's not good. This is very dangerous. You know, I was talking to a friend last night, and we were talking specifically about TikTok, And I would, you know, and we know that TikTok's owned by the Chinese government, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll guarantee you this door knock challenge is not happening on the TikTok app in China.
Yes.
Right? So why is it happening only here in America? You know, first of all, we're consumers for this kind of junk. And the other thing is they're happy to, you know, put that on us so that it downgrades the intellect of our kids. If you were able to watch, you know, TikTok that was distributed only in China, what you would get is positive messages. You would get educational messages. You would get messages that would elevate, you know, the citizenry, not like the junk that we're getting here in the United States. And that's a clear contrast, and people need to be aware of that.
Well, that is incredible, and people do need to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. People don't know that. And so, you know, but you know, the teens and the younger, they follow these things.
Yes.
So you have to be aware of what your child's doing, of what you're doing, of what you're consuming, so you're not just a follower, so you're a thinker, for yourself.
Exactly. This next topic is the Snoopy Show, Season 3. Tell us about this.
Well, the Snoopy Show, this is such a relief, right? We've got all those hard topics. And
yeah.
Now we've got something nice and fun. This is a great option on Apple TV Plus. And you know what? It's not just for kids. I love Snoopy, too.
Yeah,
all right,
yes.
I'll admit to you. It's nice to have the Peanuts, you know, because they're such great characters. They're
exactly.
So sweet. You've got some elements in there that'll, you know, appeal to the parents. So, you know, it's great to have those options.
See, that's the fun thing about having young kids, Evie, is you get to enjoy what they get to enjoy, right? And, you know, and it's interesting sometimes because when you go and you meet with other adults and they're not up to speed with what the kids are watching, I know sometimes, I know when I went through that phase of my life, you know, some of my friends would look at me like, you know, what alien ship did you just fall out of? I go, hey, you got to understand, I'm hanging with the kids, you know. I'm watching what they're watching, you know.
Yeah.
So, good fun. Talk about Sephora Kids, Trent. This is interesting. I mean, you talk about conditioning the young minds.
Yes, this is a trend that young people, 10 years old, as young as 10, 8, 9, 10, are doing skincare because it's online, because it's on social media. They're doing this skincare that has retinol in it, which is not good for growing, skin, that young skin.
Exactly.
They have all this product that they're using now, and it's very popular. And so we just need to be conscious of this because, you know, what you put out on social media about anti-aging isn't good, right, for the younger audience. It's not good for anyone, really, because aging is a beautiful thing. Exactly. You know, you should feel loved at any age, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's not good for these kids to be using these products at such a young age, and they're seeing it online, and that's why they want to do it. And so, you know, this is all what we've been talking about this program. Just be mindful of what your family's looking at. Be mindful of what you're looking at. And, you know, we want to pray. Another step, I guess we could say, is pray for the next generation. And
exactly.
Pray for, you know, people to find wisdom and understanding and analyzing instead of just going with the trend. It's hard, obviously. It's hard, you know. It's hard for Gen Z because they're growing up in times that, you know, older people didn't, you know, we didn't have social media. We didn't have phones when we were born, right?
Yes.
So it is a hard way to navigate it. But
the host of Movie Guide TV has been our guest. Evie, thank you so much. Take care. God bless.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters I